Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The first baseman, Roberto Peña. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Andy Kosko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rob Ellis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Slayton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a fly ball into right field. Ellis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper strikes out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan strikes out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kosko. Alvarado reaches second base with a double. May moves to third. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis strikes out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Cosco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards first. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Slayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slayton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-1 in the game. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-1 in the game. Theobald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harper moves to third. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney misplays the ball. That's an error on McKinney. Harper scores. Theobald moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Andy Cosco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosco is 0-for-1 in the game. Cosco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnstone, who is chasing the ball. Cosco reaches third base with a triple. Theobald scores. Peña goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Brewers. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis strikes out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cosco scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Brewers. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John is called out on strikes. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Brewers. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball towards right. Ellis settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Ellis. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Slayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slayton is 0 for 1 in the game. Slayton strikes out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Brewers. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Reichardt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 2 in the game. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Peña hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Cosco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cosco hits a line drive towards third. Melton catches it and throws to first to double up Peña. Two outs. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Stroud pinch hits for Tommy John. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Keeley now pitching. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubiak bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to second. One out. Jim Slayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slayton is 0-for-2 in the game. Slayton takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Theobald hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. Slayton moves to second. It's 5-2, Brewers. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peña hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Melton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs pinch hits for Andy Kosko. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a line drive towards short. Alvarado reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ellis strikes out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Briggs now playing left field. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-3 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-3 in the game. Egan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Andrews pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Egan moves to third. Lee May pinch hits for Steve Keeley. Ken Sanders now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.